SBS عربي 24.
شكرا كثير لوجودكم باستديوهات اس بي اس عربي 24 بمدينه سيدني. بدي ارحب بالكاتبه والصحفيه امل عوض والسيد الوالد والست الوالده. اهلا وسهلا وشرفتونا.
شكرا.
امل رح ابدا معك. عم نحكي اليوم عن كتابك الجديد Your New Book Fridays with My Folks. للي عم يسمعنا اليوم بدايه شو اللي خلاك تستلهمي هذا الكتاب؟ What inspired this book?
I was spending every Friday with my parents. My father was diagnosed with kidney failure about five or six years ago. And I decided one day that I would spend every Friday with my father and mother so that he could go to the mosque. Mm-hmm. And I noticed somewhere along the way that I was starting to get to know my parents in a new way, that they were taking on different form to me. They were more human, you know. We grow up with our parents and, you know, they're there to tell you how to behave and what to do. And then suddenly it was more like I was seeing them as human, like me, with emotional depth and experiences. And one day we were sitting around in a cafe and my parents were, I think they were bickering, like, you know, arguing
like
over something.
Like our parents do.
Like all parents do. And it was very funny. You know, they made me laugh. And I thought, you know, there's something in this experience for everyone, that this idea that even though sickness and aging is very challenging, there's still something beautiful to be found or opportunity to be found. And that's what inspired me. I thought, if I'm one daughter going through this, how many other people are going through something similar, and what can we learn from each other? What can our stories do for each other? And so it just, you know, the writer in me just suddenly thought, I wonder if this is something I could write about.
Like, we learned so much from the book. For those who have read it, you share so many experiences that you have lived, and even experiences from your friends and from people that you've met along the way. It's been a very, very interesting journey. And like you said, there's the emotional side to it, but there's also the experience, the learning that on a weekly basis you are discovering along the way. The writer in you, it's definitely creative, and but how hard was it writing about your own parents?
It was really hard.
Obviously you started seeing them differently. They're not fictional characters that you came up with. They are your parents.
Absolutely, yeah. I asked their permission first. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they said yes.
I'm surprised that they said yes too.
Was it easy? Yeah.
كيف أقنعتيهم؟ How did you convince them?
I don't know.
A few months.
My mom needs time. She needs time to get used to an idea, but I think they understood that their journey would help others. And I think when you are experiencing something like that, it's an opportunity. You know, you can either retreat from the world or you can offer out some experience to help other people. And thankfully, my parents saw the value in sharing their experiences. You know, obviously the harder part was trying to distinguish between what was something that could be shared and the privacy that you still want to maintain. I mean, you don't share everything, you share the essence of the journey. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where we landed.
Mm-hmm. And how did this book change you as Amal, the person, not the writer? Because obviously you've started discovering new aspects of your parents' life. You started digging into their early days in Australia. You heard stories for the first time. We'll read about those stories that they all of a sudden started sharing with you because your relationship, the dynamics changed.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, absolutely beautiful stories, funny stories, heartbreaking stories. You know, I used to say to my mum, I couldn't do what you did, you know, as a migrant woman. Loneliness of being a migrant woman. And then, of course, my father coming here with this great determination to succeed and to be able to show that to his family back home. And that did happen. It was definitely a cathartic for me to write this book, a cathartic experience where I think I peeled back my life a lot. I started to understand I didn't want to accumulate things. I didn't want to have a heavy life. Mm-hmm. I felt like I just started to understand the value of just being, you know, of being in the world and not needing things to make me happy.
Great. I'm going to go to your father now. ألف ألف شكر أنك موجود معنا اليوم. كتاب أمل اللي كتبته Fridays with the Folks بيعرفنا على شخصية حضرتك، شخصية المهاجر اللي تعب وشقي وعمر وعمل كتير بهالبلد. وفعلا يعني هي القصص اللي نحن على طول بنحب نضوي عليها. حضرتك صلك في أستراليا أكثر من 50 سنة.
53 سنة.
حضرتك originally من فلسطين.
Yes.
خبرنا عن the early days بأستراليا. كيف يا ترى شو كان ببالك لما أجيت على أستراليا؟ لأنه بالكتاب بنتعرف أنه عائلتك ما كانوا بديك تسافر.
أنا حبيت أني أجي على البلد هذه لأنه في بلادنا ما فيش المستقبل اللي يعني موجود هون. فتركت البلاد وجيت هون، بعدين خسرنا البلد بعد بسنة تغيرت الحالة يعني. اشتغلت كتير في حياتي هنا كتير كتير يعني ونجحت الحمد لله.
نتعرف عليك وعلى قصة نجاحك اللي أبدا ما كانت سهلة. نعرف أنه حضرتك وزوجتك اشتغلتوا أكتر من الجوب بأول كم سنة، بعدين كان عندكم تجربة أنكم تجيبوا أولادكم وتربوهم بأستراليا اللي هي بلد بتختلف عن البلاد، حياة غير الحياة، لغة غير اللغة، ومع هذا كله أمل بتحكي عنك بطريقة كثير حلوة خلال الكتاب، حتى لما بتذكر يعني أيام الطفولة. كنت تشتغل كتير ولكن بنفس الوقت كنت الأب اللي على طول موجود.
إيه كنت مشغول دائما.
نتعرف كمان أنه هلأ أمل حكت أنه علاقتها معكم تغيرت، أنتوا علاقتكم مع أمل كيف شفتوها تطورت بعد ما حضرتك طبعا للأسف صار معك المرض الكلوي، كيف صرت تشوف أمل اليوم بعد ما صارت تقضي معكم يوم الجمعة؟
She always beautiful to me, you know, good girl. She always listen.
كانت بنتسمع الكلمة؟
Yeah. قريبة كتير منها، دائما بشوفها يعني good in many ways. I feel proud of her, you know.
فخور فيها.
Yeah.
شبح لما جينا هون كانت البلد بدائية يعني. بدهم ناس شغيل يعني يشتغلوا. لهالسبب يعني أظن كانت أسهل علينا. يعني لو نجي هالوقت هذا ما أظنش تكون سهلة.
كان في فرص أكتر.
صار صعب كتير لأنه الناس تعلموا أكتر وصاروا يجوا سافروا شافوا بلاد تاني كتير يعني تقدموا أكتر. بس في الأول ما كان فيه، ما كانش بدائي. لما جونا ما حكاليش إنه معوش مصاري يعني أسترالي. لما وصلوا المطار فيش معنا مصاري ناخد تاكسي ولا إيش.
هي أول فترة بتكون على طول كتير صعبة خاصة
إنه هذا اللي تبغى وصلنا يعني ليلتها العصر كانت. رحنا حكينا مع الديسك إنه معناش مصاري يعني ناخد تاكسي. وهذا صار يضحك بيقول لك كيف جايين معكم مش مصاري. كان معنا مصاري أردنية بس
ايه وصعب تغيريها من 50 سنة.
كان في أردني هون؟ لا ما كان في.
You know how migrants always say I arrived with nothing. I have no money. That was literally the case for me.
جابوا لنا واحد معه ليموزين.
ليموزين مرة واحدة.
ليموزين مرة واحدة.
يلا حلو.
سيارة حلوة جديدة فيري نايس يعني كانت.
هلا احنا بالكتاب بنتعرف على حضرتك كمان مش بس على أمل وعلى السيد الوالد. نتعرف قد ايه حضرتك تعبتي وشقيتي كمان ام لخمسة اولاد باستراليا، كنتي عم تشتغلي، كنتي ظهره لزوجك على طول معه على طول حده. لما عرفتي بمرض زوجك اكيد يمكن يعني بعد هالمشوار الطويل والتعب الكتير الواحد بحس حاله انه نقدست كمان يعني انه يا ترى هي يعني بدايه المرض وهي الفتره الصعبه اللي كتير مريتوا فيها بعد هالرحله الطويله شو تغير؟
كتير تغير يعني شو إحنا كنا نشطين كتير نسافر كتير يعني نسافر دائما بلاد بعدين لما صار معمتي هيك الأشياء هذه يعني صارت صعب شوية علينا نروح نيجي ونتكل على أولادنا يأخذونا يجيبونا كمان وهذا ما بحبوش أنا.
بدي أرجع لأمل. What are you hoping that people will take away from the book?
It's a really good question. We have to take into account that every family has its own dynamics. So I mean, I have a particular set of parents, but other parents might not be changeable at all. My parents, I think, are adaptable. They have adapted to us and our changes. They've brought up kids here and understand that we're going to be a bit different. And I get asked this a lot. One thing that happens is a temptation to parent your parents. What we have to stop doing is acting like children. So a lot of people, when they're with their parents, they become that 13-year-old again. Like, you might not be able to change your parents, but they are going to react to whatever you're giving them. So we shouldn't treat our parents like we're the parent now. We're not. But at the same time, we have to try not to act like children. We have to be adults because we are adults.
بعد ما الناس تقرأ كتاب أمل الجديد اللي هو عن كل يوم جمعة بتمضي معكم، شو بتتمنوا إنه الناس تأخذ منه؟ يعني شو الرسالة اللي أنتوا بتحبوا إنه الناس تشوفها أو تتعلم منها شيء؟
أنا بتأمل إنه مين بقرأه يستفيد منه إن شاء الله، لأنه مرت علي أيام طويلة وصعبة. I got through.
ما يشتغلوش كتير. ما خلوش كل حياتهم شغل. لأنه صحيح أولادهم بكبروا وهم بشعروش فيهم كيف كبروا يعني.
صحيح. Thank you so much for coming here, Amal, and for bringing your parents. It's an absolute pleasure for me to meet them.
Thanks for having us.
أخبرونا برأيكم. اضغطوا على زر الإعجاب أو اللايك على صفحتنا على الفيسبوك أو تابعونا على تويتر @SBS Arabic 24.